We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mako.
Don't screw this up.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with the school he went to, the college he went to.
I need a prime audience right now. Christian's in a bad mood.
Weird mood.
Like, we came in, yes. Okay, what did you just spend the last 25 minutes doing?
Making a kill list.
You know, your credit to the Vikings tonight. Kevin did a good job.
Kevin O'Connell gets a ton of credit for out-coaching Bill Belichick tonight.
Both three are getting into the end zone. Is there something philosophically you think that has changed?
Obviously, we got to do a better job there.
How you doing, Joe?
Good, Mikey.
Grinding it.
Red zone, though. Where do you see things, you know, breaking down?
You talk about the red area. The red area is, you know, a very dynamic area of the field.
Curious about the red zone. It didn't fare particularly well against the Vikings. Is there something that needs to be done differently?
Yeah, great, you know, great observation.
Lou Merlone.
It's the same thing, though. We call it the same thing. No, I got a freaking broken leg.
Christian Fourier.
You want to play doctor?
Megan Ottolini.
There were a couple of nights in my 20s where I drank too much and shouted that at people.
How you like me now?
You like that?
It's Merlone, Fourier, and Mega on Boston Sports Original.
I'm sticking with my original assessment of Josh Allen, and I'm here to co-sign once again for myself that he sucks.
Wait, so yet you have WEEI.
Man.
Patriots Monday, we're down here at Gillette waiting for Mac Jones. He could come in any minute now. Wait for the word on Mac when he does come in, but I want to get into it because I felt like Thursday night's game for Mac Jones was the best game of his career. You know, in a tight game, back and forth, you know, not a blowout. He had a couple 300-yard games last year against Tennessee and the Jets. They were both blowouts. This was 382 yards, back and forth. They're putting up points. You're putting up points. Even though they struggled in the red zone and really on third down, it was the little things that cost them this game. But I just felt like he was in control and it was the best game he's had in his career.
I think it's in the conversation. I don't know if I would say his whole career, definitely this season. I mean, far and away his best this season. It's unfortunate they couldn't keep it going in the fourth quarter. But even just like rediscovering some of these players who completely disappeared through this entire season. I'm thinking primarily of Hunter Henry, but then you can also look around and see, like, for the first time, for me at least, what they kind of planned out, the structure, we should say, of what this offense would look like, the passing offense. Finding Devontae Parker for those 50-50 balls, getting Jacoby Myers in there as he has been all season, but then also having Hunter Henry be the red zone threat that he was all last season and seeing that reemerge. Definitely the best game of the season.
Don't you think that, like, when you talk about his best game, shouldn't you say, like, add at the end of it, under the circumstances? Like, under the circumstances, under the...
Considering what he's up against.
I feel like that's actually even better.
But I don't think you need to say that when he goes for 382 yards and two touchdowns.
So I guess my point would be it's actually more impressive. It's more impressive based on, like, how the season started, all the changes that they tried to make, him getting hurt, the Zappy mania, is still trying to fight through it. Oh, I feel like he overcame a lot and dealt with a lot, and he's still pushing through it. So I think under the circumstances, based on everything that's happened, I feel like, yeah, absolutely.
You know, Boston Sports Inf had this stat. We were talking about Arkan and I on Friday, and it was when Mac Jones throws for 260 yards or more, the Patriots are 2-7.
Oof.
When he throws under 260, they're 12-4. And I just think it kind of speaks to maybe how they want to win games and getting in these shutouts. That's why we talk about, you know, the start of the show where we're saying, you know, they don't know how to win these games yet. Like, they know how to bully some teams and play defensive and football and wait for teams to make mistakes. But when you get into a game with Baltimore, tight high-scoring game, or with Minnesota, like, it's the details and it's the little things, red zone, whatever it might be, third down conversions, where they've kind of hurt themselves.
Mac Jones here, Mac. Has just walked in.
Change your spot.
And he has a doc crew.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Oh, boy.
Mac, all what's right. going on? You brought your doc
it's
crew in?
Day in the life of Mac Jones. All right. Jeez, you guys got credentials?
Time to talk to Mac Jones, who's brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Arbella here for New England, here for good, by Mass General Cancer Center and by Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Joining us now is Mac Jones. Got a little camera crew here right now. Yeah. Wait, do you have makeup on right now or no? Are you all dolled up?
He's young enough, he doesn't have to use it like you guys.
No, I know. Hey, when you're old, you got to hide some things.
What do we got here? Describe what's going on here. Is this for Patriots?
They're trying to see a little inside look at what we do,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Right? All right. I don't know.
What a tough week. Did wow, is this uncomfortable? This guy's right in your face.
Yeah. Did we back sign up, dude. Off on this?
Jeez, how about it? I don't even get the waiver.
I'm just going with
can't
the flow.
Don't you have a Zoom?
So, with the flow.
So let me ask you. Obviously, not the results you guys wanted on Thursday, right? Good football, entertaining. You know, obviously, you're on the wrong end of it. But cause take away some positives for you guys offensively. Felt like you guys moved the ball real well. It was a great game by you. You know, as far as those numbers go, were fantastic. So could you take some positives out of it?
Yeah, I think we just, like I always say, just keep improving every week and find ways to get better and watch the film. And whether we win or lose, that's what you have to do, is just watch the film and get better. Obviously, we want to win every game we play in, and that's the goal in the NFL. And obviously, we have a new week here. It's kind of a quick week, quick turnaround in its own way. So excited for this one. Done a lot of good things, you know, like you said, in that last game. And in practice and all that stuff. So we're just trying to build on that and make stuff better than it can be.
So, Mac, a lot of people have been talking about the red zone issues, struggles, whatever. But Joe Judge earlier in the week mentioned, described the red zone as a dynamic area. Can you explain to us, like, what that means?
I don't have the context. I don't know. But I think it means, like,
struggling in the red zone and, like, you know, what can you do to improve it? What's the question?
I think it's like kind of like what I said last week with the whole, like, it's a flip the switch area where you're like, all right, we're in the red zone. You have to have a heightened awareness and kind of really know where you're at on the field. Just like if you're in the fourth quarter, if you're backed up on your own goal line, things like that, you just have to have a heightened awareness. So we definitely talked about it, and it's just about execution down there. You know, you can't look at a red zone play different, really, but you kind of have to have that heightened awareness. It's still a football play, and you still have to execute it regardless of where you're at.
Now, I know they tell us that, but when you get to the red zone, some teams kind of tighten up and they get nervous, and if you don't have a lot of success with it, I think maybe there can be some panic, stressed out based on, okay, we got to finish. Has that been tougher when you guys realize that you're in that area? Is there a collective, like, okay, don't freak out?
Yeah, I think, like I said, just take it for what it is. And obviously we want to score touchdowns down there. So field goals are, you know, good and stuff, but we want to try and score more touchdowns. So we definitely talk through it, walk through it, practice it, did it in games. It's just doing it consistently. And when we're down there, it's just another play, and we need to realize that it has more significance than maybe a normal play, but it really is just a normal play.
We've been talking about how we think that this is one of the best games that the offense has played all season. Obviously, you guys lost, but did it feel different for you out there on Thursday night in terms of just sometimes you talk about getting in that flow state? Did you feel a little bit more of that compared to some of the other games that you've played in this season?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you want to grow as an offense, and I feel like we're doing that. It hasn't been necessarily super smooth, obviously, but we're doing some things a lot better, and that's what's important. And when it shows up in the game, you just need to build on it. We need to finish better and score even more points, and we know this week that'll be a big challenge against the Bills. So that's kind of where our focus is, and they got a great defense over there, and we got to put up, you know, as many points as we can and just keep working towards that. And don't chase the points too much. You got to execute your job and let the points come to you.
We're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. And Mac, you know, one of the struggles when things aren't going well in the red zone, you get a call like there was against Hunter Henry. So take me through that, the emotions of it. What did you think about the catch? Is it concerning that the league doesn't seem to understand what a catch is, or at least different views?
Yeah, I think it's tough, right? There's a lot of emotions around a touchdown play and things like that, but at the end of the day, they're going to look at it and make a decision, and quite frankly, we have no control over it. So as players, you just got to move on, and if it's a touchdown, great. If it's not, then play the next play really well. And we did that, but obviously want to score more, and it's going to have plays like that are going to have an effect on the game, but we also have to score more points, so it's not even an issue at the end of the game. So definitely a learning experience, and the most important part is it's out of our control, mm-hmm. and just continue to play and play with each other.
What about the blatant face mask? Is that something you just have to, like, I don't know, do you have to overact to try to get to sell that? Because it was obvious the guy grabbed your face mask, and it wasn't called. The refs, right? I mean, they're right there. That's something they usually call all day long.
Yeah, I try to just communicate and
in a nice way.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Depends, right? But I think that's another thing, like out of your control. But you can also let them know for like the next time it might happen or whatever. And of course, it should be a flag or whatever. But at the end of the day, they might have missed it or whatever. And that's part of the game. And they have a tough job. You know, there's reviews and stuff like that. But you can't really review that play. So it's like, it's kind of like, hey, I'm just letting you know that's what happened, and they can either throw the flag or maybe somebody else saw it. So it just depends, and another good learning experience, just kind of don't let it affect anything, and those guys have a tough job to do, and they're always going to try and do it the right way.
How aware are you from the what refs are calling the game, and is there like a – do you have a relationship with them as far as, hey, how are the kids, how are the family? Like, how does that whole interaction work with the refs? Because I feel like there's got to be some, you got to have the same crew multiple times throughout the year, yes?
Yeah. I think, like, obviously the older quarterbacks have even more, of a relationship with some of these guys. But I think all of them, you talk to them before the game, and I've either had them this year or last year at some point. I like to talk to them and keep it loose. And, they're out there having fun in their own way, like that's kind of what they're doing on their Sunday. So a lot of them, they're out there trying to call the game as best they can, and they're not playing, but they're they're trying to enjoy it, right? I mean, you wouldn't be out there unless you're trying to enjoy it with each other. So like those crews are super close together. You can tell they operate a tight ship and all that. So it's kind of cool to see that, and you learn their names and what they do for a living on the side.
Yeah, I think calling them by the first name would actually help you. Like, call him by like, Walt, what do we, hey, do something about this.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, this Bills defense, pretty good. I've heard Bill talk about it, you talk about it. What makes this Bills defense so difficult to score points against?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job ever since Leslie Frazier's been there the past 5 years. And Coach McDermott obviously has a great defensive background. So they just do a lot of really good fundamental things schematically. And now obviously they have the players too. So it's like, it's a lot of really good things they have going for them. Obviously got a chance to play against them last year. It's a little bit of a different defense, but they do a lot of the same stuff, and they've added some things that can help them and all that. So at the end of the day, we just got to go out there and compete really against ourselves and understand who we're going against here. This is top defense in the league, great coaches, top to bottom. They're good at every position. They got veterans. They got young players. It's going to be a big challenge, but – really just starts with us.
There have been reports out that there's an illness going around the Bills locker room right now. How aware are you guys in your own locker room hearing things like that and how it relates to their injury report when you're on such a short week that it's not like, okay, they have all the way until Sunday to see you guys?
I don't really
hope they're all sick.
Oh gosh. I don't really look at any of that stuff, so unless the coaches or my teammates say something to me, then usually I just kind of let it go, but obviously you don't want that to happen to anybody to get sick, so kind of just at the end of the day, you can't control it, and we just got to go out there and play our game.
Now, I know it's not, and technically it's a Thursday game, but it's not a short week. You've had a week kind of in between here getting ready for it. How much does how the season ended last year, play into that? Do you sense like a different preparation for, given that was a team that knocked you guys out?
I think just with a division opponent and obviously a really good football team, there's going to be a heightened awareness for doing the little things right. And, we're trying to do that in practice. We just got to carry it over to the game. And that's every week. Every week in the NFL's, it's tough to win, regardless mm-hmm. of if it's divisional or not. Or, this is a great rivalry and all that. So, obviously, we have a lot to play for. And like I always say, it starts with us. And we got to focus on doing our part and then going out there and competing against a great team.
All right, so it's time for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, where they specialize in taking care of men's sexual health. They have offices in Dedham near Legacy Place, in Salem, New Hampshire, in Marlboro serving Metro West, and now in Woburn. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, huge debate. You have to pick a side. You can't say maybe. I'm not sure. Real tree or fake Christmas tree? Do you get a real Christmas tree or a fake? What side are you on? And you can't. You have to answer. What do you prefer?
I mean, we've always had a fake Christmas tree.
Okay,
that's so, a Southern boy right
what
there.
Do you mean that? What does that have to do with the South?
Oh, I mean, it's you just can't like, get a real. But Christmas
like
if you
Sophie actually bought like a really cool one for yeah. our house.
It's a fake one.
Yeah, it's giant. It's like 12 feet tall.
Wow.
But it has like, you can do like the white lights. Oh. And then it also changes to like the kids' lights, you know?
Ooh. See, I feel like that's the way to go.
It is. That's the mature way to go.
There's no shame in not getting a real tree.
Although the smell of a real tree is nice, but it can be a pain in the ass.
You can get that.
Really get the spray.
Right, you have to go and like pick it out, right? That's the big thing.
Have you never done it?
No.
Oh, see, I feel like since you're in New England, you should do it. You should do it once.
You really should do it once.
If you ever have a bye week around after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess like the
go
smell,
out
right?
once, just yeah. once, and then you'll have pine needles all over your floor, and you'll say we're never doing this again. But at least you did it once.
You know, you don't have to go to a tree farm. You can actually, it's okay to just go cut the tree down in anyone's yard. It's like a whole new rule they made.
That is not true.
That's not a rule. You can't do that.
You could,
don't
I
do
guess,
that.
If you wanted to. But I definitely, that. I mean, either way, it's great to have a tree up.
It is it up yet?
Yeah, it's up. It's
all
up.
Right, good. There you go.
All right, yeah. good. All right, Mac. Well, listen, appreciate you coming by.
Thanks.
Good luck Thursday against Buffalo, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks. See you.
All right, there it is, Mac Jones. All right, when we come back down here at Gillette and the Patriots Monday, continue to talk about the Patriots, get your thoughts on that 33-26 lost Thanksgiving. We'll take your calls at 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, he's playing lead guitar.
I was on cowbell.
Yeah, Ryan's got the bass right now, I would say.
Who's playing drums?
Mego.
Yeah, I'm like Animal from the Muppets.
Drums. Hair's going everywhere.
Drums.
We just talked to Mac Jones, talking about this the red zone. And I know we had some people earlier because I know, listen, they're 0-for-3 in the red zone in this game. And people say, well, it was the end of the first half. They got down to the 5. They just ran out of time. And technically, Hunter Henry, depending on what you think about that, was a touchdown or not. But the reality is that this is the 31st best worst team in the NFL in the red zone. Only Denver Broncos are worse. And I was saying earlier that in the last four games since Mac's been back, the Jets, the Colts, the Jets, and now here against the Vikings, they're 2-for-10 in the red zone. And one of those touchdowns was a blocked punt that puts you at the 2. So it's definitely an area, and I start to wonder, you know, like when you don't score a few times, like it doesn't really get into your head until you're sitting here like week 13 and you're one of the worst in the red zone. Now it starts to get in your head.
I think it does.
And this whole flip the switch thing.
We can't do it.
Unfortunately, they are flipping the switch, maybe because they're nice and relaxed, and all of a sudden they get to the 20 and they stress out and they flip the stress switch.
Yeah, and they like, jump offside.
And they just can't execute.
It is simply too dynamic down there.
Well, too dynamic.
Well, speaking of stressing you out, I can see why the offense is stressed, because they're listening to this guy. Listen to Joe Judge when asked about, like, can Mac do anything specific to improve in the red zone? This is where he goes. Listen.
Red zone, though, where do you see things, you know, breaking down there? And are there things that Mac can do, you know, differently? Obviously, late in the game, there was a sack on third down, pressure on fourth down that wasn't really seemingly his fault. But what can he do better in those spots, in your view?
I'm not going to go into any kind of, you know, analysis or broad stroke picture of any one player or anything in general. I think when you talk about the red area, is, you know, a very dynamic area of the field. It's very different when you go through different zones, and it's very different based on how each defense coordinator calls it. So if you refer to the, you know, red area, is it the 25 to the 20, that fringe area? Are you talking about the 20 to the 15?
Yep.
You're talking about inside the 15-yard line, where really most defense coordinators truly start to change how they call it. That's really the defense is, because the space on the field really changes. And then you talk about that low red area and that tight red area.
Ooh, ooh.
You know, inside
hold
the
on.
Seven,
stop. I'm sorry.
It's low and tight.
Okay. He is just turning into Joe Jazz. The question was real simple. Okay. Where do you see things breaking down in the red zone? Where do you see the struggles? Like, what's the problem?
Wait, the high red?
No, not the high red.
The low
you're
red.
Talking
the,
about inside the 15-yard line. Where
the tight
most
red.
Defense coordinators truly
well, that's part of the red zone.
How they call it.
The tight red or the low red?
Well, the tight red and the low red. They're actually technically
the low,
both part
red.
Of the red zone, Lou.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the 20 to 25, the fringe.
No,
the
that's
defense is because the space on the field really changes, and then you talk about that low red area. And
area. And the fringe, Lou, is actually not the red zone. It's not as dynamic of an area as the actual red zone.
I feel like these guys like spend so much time breaking down coming up with names from the 15 to the 20 to the 20 to the 10 to the 15 to the 5 to the 10 to the you know, 0 to the 5. Like,
it's the whole
it
area.
It sounds so complex. This is what Mac Jones and this offense listens to on a daily
basis.
Yeah,
inside the 7, then inside the 5-yard line type of zones, and where the defenses show up.
Just score in the red zone.
Just
scheme somebody open. Figure it out.
It is. Obviously, the plays. You will have the obviously your red zone, your fringe plays, your 20, your 15 in, your 10 in. I'm sorry to tell you this, but it's all the same thing. And we know that it gets harder the closer you get. And once you get inside the 5, ooh, you got a big decision to make. Very, because it gets more dynamic. What's another word for, like, if it's more than dynamic?
Explosive.
Explosive?
Ooh, it is explosive.
Explosively
the
dynamic. Ooh, that would be goal line. Totally different mentality now. We get a 3-yard line, you got to make a decision.
You got to know what teams do.
Oh, no, they're going to get goal line also.
Dynamic. I thought one of the advantages.
Know what teams do. They're going to stop you from scoring.
Well, yeah. I thought one of the advantages was to have Scatty P, you know, like he's a defensive mind. Isn't this guy supposed to tell you what they're going to be doing in the 5, in the 10, the 15, the 20, in the red zone? Wasn't that one of the benefits of having Patricia? Oh, he knows how to stop an offense, so he can help
making
you in
the
offense.
He's making the red zone like this, like, you know, like your forbidden area that no one's allowed to go in. There's all these beware of the dynamic area. Like, oh, don't go into the red area. Oh, it's
dangerous.
Like a haunted house.
It's dangerous.
Like, you'll die if you go in the red area.
Dynamic.
It's just like, it's a real scary place. Bring
it's
a friend.
Just, to me, it's the ultimate sign, like the biggest sign that they are just not competent at organizing and executing this offense. These two coaches, like, we haven't heard from Matt Patricia yet, but in the red zone, it's like, yeah, there is very little room for error, and everything tightens up. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
And you can't execute anything there.
More important.
Because when you're, like, further, way further back, when you haven't crossed the 50 yet, everything's loosey-goosey, and you can get away with other people tripping over themselves and making mistakes on the other side. But when you get down there, everybody's on their P's and Q's. Nobody wants to get scored on, and everybody's locked in, and your guy's like, nobody knows where to go. You don't know what play to call. Everybody's moving backwards from the red zone. And then you end up with a field goal. And it's just like, to me, it's the ultimate thing that you can hold up and say, this is not competent coaching or coordinating, any side of it. Like, it's not working. Just look at this.
I'm sure that low red area and that tight red area.
Ooh. Yeah, the low tight red area.
Oh, talk dirty.
I'm sure every single offensive coordinator.
You come down.
Talk about
there.
That low red.
But every offensive coordinator, I'm sure, will tell you how much it's harder in the red zone. Right? I mean, it's more compacted. More defenders in the box.
One-on-one battles are important.
Like you got to scheme some things open.
There you go.
You watch teams are a little more creative.
You have to be creative.
Wait, we got to do what?
Be creative.
Well, we don't have that in our bag.
They also need to have a quarterback throw tight windows. That's another one
he
as well.
He can do that.
I wanted to play this. We didn't play this earlier. And, Ryan, I think you have it. Tirico and these guys, Jason Garrett, Tony Dungy, talking about, you know, Josh McDaniels leaving, Tom Brady leaving. Listen to this.
So, of course, it was Brady, and Josh McDaniels was here for so long, and now he's in Las Vegas. Jason, it's different in a lot of ways. A lot of intelligence left the building. An experience with Brady and McDaniel.
It is different. I spoke with Coach Belichick this summer, and he said it was Tom Brady's offense. And there was so much baked into that. Now we have to make it Mac Jones's offense. And the nuance and the detail, they kind of clean the slate. It's simpler. There's less volume. And it's starting to come together tonight.
First and 10. Back to Stevenson again. Gains a couple of yards. You know, Jason, I said a lot of intelligence left the offensive room. It's not that Matt Patricia is not intelligent, but he's super intelligent. Aeronautical engineer between his stints at RPI and Amherst. He spent a couple of years as an application engineer at a firm in East Syracuse.
Okay, great. That's great. Great. Listen, he's a smart guy, but you're absolutely right. Like, offensive mind for football. He could still be a smart guy, but you're talking about offensive mind.
He's in the wrong job, okay?
Yes.
Like, it's the wrong job, and it's just, it kills me to hear that and say.
Not that he's like, not intelligent.
It's not that Matt Patricia is not intelligent.
No, we get it. But to hear the first part of that where he says for so many years it was Tom Brady's offense, now we have to make it Mac Jones's offense, and this is what you're giving him? Oh, this is Mac Jones. Here, Mac Jones, this is your offense.
Talk about low red area and that tight red area.
Yeah, how do you like it?
But it's
like,
3 years removed.
If I'm Mac Jones, I'm like, this isn't my office. This
Tom
is
Brady wasn't there last year.
This is Matt Patricia's offense.
This is 3 years removed.
This is your offense. I'm running it.
This is clean slate. Like, whatever you want to do. Brady's gone. You know, you ran what you ran with Cam Newton. Then you finally got this kid here and you implemented some things. And rather than building on it, you changed everything. You brought in a guy that doesn't really know much about offensive football, either one of these guys.
Can we just say, this is where it just drives me crazy, where does anyone think that Cam Newton was running Tom Brady's offense?
No, he wasn't.
Not a chance in hell.
3 years removed from Brady's offense.
Not a chance. So last year, same offensive coordinator, that changed Tom Brady's offense and morphed it into whatever Cam Newton was comfortable running. He did that. Pretty successful. Here's what you're strong at. Here's what you're weak at. Let's focus on these. Let's focus on these areas. Mac Jones comes in. All right, let's start with this foundation, this base. I can see you can do this. You can do that. You can do a lot of things. Wow. You can do all the things I did with Tom Brady. Let's keep doing that. Let's keep adding to it. And then sure enough, he leaves. Josh McDaniels leaves. I feel like, again, like Brady has nothing to do with this. It's McDaniels who had the ability to change and manipulate the offense based on who he had playing quarterback. I feel like it's the biggest indication that he was more responsible for the success or just as responsible as anybody else was. So sure enough, here they go. A lot of intelligence left the room. And then sure enough, Tirico kind of catches himself and like gives you know, Matt Patricia's resume about how smart he is.
It's not that Matt Patricia is not intelligent. He's super intelligent. Aeronautical engineer.
Check.
Between his stints at RPI in Amherst, he spent a
Ooh.
Couple of years as an application engineer
Ooh.
At a firm in East Syracuse.
Who cares?
He is really, really smart.
Who cares? You think I want some genius off the street running this offense?
Some nerd.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
my parents are doctors. But I'm not going to ask them to come in and
Patriots offense,
yeah,
so.
Run the Patriots offense.
Your parents are smart, right? Do you think they could teach some RPOs?
Yeah.
My dad would be like, "Mar."
So I think Tirico
trains.
Tirico kind of hit on it when he said just a lot of intelligence have left the building. Not just with Brady and McDaniels, Skarnecchia, Ivan Fears, you name it.
Yeah.
All the adults. We've said this before, and this is the issue. We started the show basically talking about the New England Patriots look like a dumb football team. And I'm saying they look like they're incapable of winning a game like this. The only other game like this year was Baltimore. You know, where they were in a tight game. It was like a one-score game going in the fourth quarter, and the Patriots went interception, fumble, interception. And in this game here for three quarters, they were right there, and then it's like the game sped up on them in the fourth. They couldn't do anything, and they made too many mental mistakes in the meantime. Like, we were all excited. I was excited this team was actually scoring points. That I just lost the fact that they still weren't converting on third down. They still weren't scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And as happy as I was they got 3 points at the half, they butchered that thing at the end of the half as well.
Yeah.
But I was just happy they got three.
But even, like, all those small mistakes that they made constantly throughout the game, to me, that's not... It's not indicative of them being less talented than the Vikings. Now, the Vikings have some tremendous talent. I mean, like, elite talent like Justin Jefferson. But this team showed us that they are talented on both sides of the ball. We know that they have explosiveness and dangerous players on their special teams as well. We saw it the week before. So to me, it comes down to a lack of discipline, a lack of direction, a lack of situational awareness when they're in the red zone or when it's coming down to the end of the half. They don't know where they're supposed to go or what
they're
supposed to do in the moment
because
they haven't been in those situations.
Yeah.
And that also indicates poor coaching to me.
Okay, do you think, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but do you think that credibility, like, has a lot to do with, like, your buy-in factor? Like, as a, like credibility, the person speaking to you, like, their credibility, their resume is going to allow me to buy in because I trust and believe what they're saying, which I also think leads to more discipline. Because, listen, I do believe what I trust him. He knows what he's talking about. My buy-in factor is going to be greater if I know that you're good at what you do as opposed to they just gave me you because you're buddies or they had no other option.
Well, I think if it comes from Bill, there's a lot of credibility there, obviously.
But Bill's not coaching the offense.
No, if it comes from Patricia and Judge and some of the other areas, again, the end of the first half, like, the fact that Hunter Henry doesn't get out of bounds is, like, probably the most baffling one. And then Mac Jones running ends up getting, you know, sacked because it's minus one, not just throwing it away into the end zone or throw it to somebody's feet just to kind of stop the clock. I mean, again, you're happy that they went down the field and got points, but it really should have been first and goal from the five with a timeout.
Well,
or two.
And the Mac one, to me, I feel like is so clearly people watch and they're like, oh my God, how would he do that? That's so not how Mac is. He's such a cerebral guy and everything. And it's like, well, he's had it drilled in his head, it seems like, behind the scenes for the last 12 weeks. Don't throw an interception. So I'm sure that he's just afraid to even throw it away at this point because he sees what happens to Zach Wilson against his own defense. So it's like these conditioning where they've had these coaching points that are so overarching of the dysfunction that they can't function in the situational stuff when they actually have the talent to elevate them to get them there.
It's almost like they're starting at such a low base that it's like when they get into these games in the fourth quarter, they're like, okay, now what? You know, and we can sit there and somebody else, somebody up there moaning.
I don't
know what that was.
Somebody just like,
but even like the end of the game, like, are you all right over there, Mego?
There's like a door right here and it sounded like someone just like let out the biggest yawn.
I know.
Oh, I thought it was a fart.
But, no, it was like, so,
I don't know why the end of the game bothered me so much, but it did.
It was depressing.
But because
it felt hopeless.
Well, because it's like you're running out of time and you complete the pass to Jacoby Myers over the middle and you're like, all right, whatever. We're going to start lateraling it around. Right? It ain't going to go anywhere. I get it. But instead, he just hits the ground with like a second to go in the game with no timeouts.
Like a surrender move?
Yeah, like I don't understand that. Like I don't understand the mindset of that. Like is somebody, like why would he ever do that? I would challenge you to find another player in the history of the NFL that with 1 second to go and no timeouts gave himself up in the middle of the field. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like the messaging. Hunter Henry, and I know you're a veteran, but you still, these guys still need reminders constantly. Get out of bounds. You know, Mac, throw the ball away. Like, the reminders to the attention to details not there anymore because the adults have left the building. It is left with just Bill. And I think that's his biggest problem on this staff.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, especially with a guy like Henry, who is, like, smart, like, you know, disciplined, and is kind of aware of what's going on, the situation awareness you're talking about. He's good at that. So him getting stuck in bounds in a play where he obviously needs to get out, man, tells me that he's like, you know what, I got to do a little bit more than I usually do because they need me to. So I'm going to take a risk that he normally wouldn't take. So then he suffers from it. So to me, it's always going to keep leading back to that with me. You know, I think everyone kind of feels the same way.
All right. All right, listen, let's get to our last call. It's coming up next.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, before we get the last call, let's go to back to the phone lines. Let's go to Paul in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul. You're on the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hi, Mago. Thank and your crew. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are impoverished. You're gonna take Zappy for two games and throw it in Mac's face for what he did for you last year. First of all, you spent $250 million, okay? $250 million. You were hoping that Cam would hold a clipboard for Mac last year, okay? That was the number one reason why they brought all these free agents in. Second of all,
know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm
no,
talking about.
You're talking.
No, you were hoping. You never knew. Yeah, Ray-Ran. You never knew that Mac was going to take over Cam Newton's job. Okay?
Yeah, we all did.
So
yeah, everyone did.
All
every
guys,
single person
you
knew.
Brought all
everyone hopes. So.
Everybody knew.
You're
Bill Belichick.
Zappy, Zappy, Zappy. You're impatient. Okay. You want to judge two games and what this kid did for you last year.
Hold on. Wait
second
a second.
Of all.
You don't get a second of all.
We're jumping around a lot of different things.
Who do like? You get one question, though. No, we're not. But like you're. I
Paul,
feel like
I mentioned Zappy. Arcan, we mentioned Zappy. These two guys laugh at Zappy. So
I'm glad they do because you're judging an empire of a six-time Super Bowl championship team that won with penny cash money, okay? And everybody is offensive. 60% of America hates New England
okay,
Patriots.
Paul,
because
I don't know where
wanted,
we're going with this. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, honestly. That guy's on your side. I hope you're proud.
Oh,
thanks for the call.
Whose side?
I don't know.
He is
our
not.
Side. He's one yeah. of us.
Yeah, right.
One of us.
No, he's
one
not.
Of us.
We use him for bait.
I mean, you drafted him 15th overall. You saw what Cam Newton was. Everybody and their brother knew.
Does anybody want to pull back from their whole, like, Zappy's the guy now?
No, yeah. Zappy can still play.
Anybody?
Zappy
would
have won that game.
Is like he broke your little stupid record that you have.
Yes, he finally, at week 12, Mac passed him, so I said I'd stop after that. But I don't feel bad about being a Zappy guy.
Zappy's the fried kick.
Zappy played well. Played well for a couple of games.
He did.
I don't think we should rip on Zappy. I think
you guys
well.
Are impoverished.
I don't know what this guy's
what
even
that
talking
mean?
About.
I don't, you're
I
asking us?
I didn't understand the attacks there. It was like nobody thought that Mac was going to start, and then Zappy, Zappy, Zappy came out of nowhere.
We are impoverished. Anyone take a stab at this? Anybody
Super
impoverished?
I mean,
Super
in my
champions?
Life, yeah.
It means we're poor?
Yeah, it means you're poor.
Okay.
Yeah,
poor, what?
I don't even know.
Like, how when it comes to our... I don't really get it.
I don't know. I'm kind of lost by that call. I don't know where he's talking
might
about.
Might have been
to be
talking to me.
He might have been talking to you. Is that a guy that... Did he call you Saturday? Was he bitching to you about Zappy or something?
Could have been.
Miss something?
Could have been. May have happened.
Huh, may have happened.
I block them all out.
Do people yell at you about Zappy? Like, it's probably your ideal situation.
Next
time
yeah,
I'm going to call in is Chuck from Fox.
You know, it was funny.
By all means.
Yeah, I was watching that Cincinnati game.
Use the volume.
How Joe Burrow leads the league in tipped passes at the line of scrimmage. And I was thinking, well, he must not be able to play in the league then, just like Zappi.
There's been a lot of those.
I'm just saying you criticize Zappi. He can play. He would have won that game.
Stop.
Thursday.
Oh, you're being a jerk now. You silly goose.
Hoyer could have done that.
Absolute silly goose.
Kevin though. O'Connell could have came off the sideline as the head coach.
Cam have done it.
Cam, where is Cam Noon? Anybody call him up yet?
All right, last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car. You can drop it off and be picked up tomorrow. Give them a call at 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Now, what do we have here for last call,
guess
Ryan?
Guess we'll play a game.
Yeah, let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Guess
the sound. Are you guys all ready to guess the sound?
I'm ready. I can do this.
All right, let's play guess the sound. Everybody listen along quietly and closely.
The fight.
Please hold all guesses.
It's a fan breaking something because his team lost.
Why? We lost to the Jags!
There you go.
Wait, the
sound's not done yet. Hold all guesses.
This is Lou in the bathroom.
Oh, the Jags. Easy.
Oh, okay. That kind of sounds a little too graphic for radio.
What the hell was
it's
that?
It's not a playoff game. It's
can
a freaking.
Can we give our guesses?
Please give your guesses.
Lou in the bathroom.
Between
close,
breaks.
Close, but no, we're not.
Nobody go
there.
Over that area.
I don't know.
Well, Lou called it. He mentioned the Jags, so some fan.
Yeah, fan breaking something.
But what is he breaking? What is he banging? So, what is he beating on?
That was a young. That was a young adolescent who's probably not socially mature enough to own a cell phone or an internet connection. First, this sound would be him smashing his keyboard. The second sound picked up a pumpkin, a real raw pumpkin, which is moldy, and just started to punch it as hard as he could. And boy, he tried like the Dickens. But of course, yes.
Excuse me? He
really tried hard, and unfortunately...
Really?
Didn't handle the loss to
the Ravens that much.
You lost to the Jags week 12,
the
dude.
Yeah, the Jags.
Just for the record, I'd like to say something. Even though, like, I love the beating sound of whatever it is. He's beating his pumpkin.
He's beating his pumpkin, yes, of course.
I mean,
never phrased it that way before.
He's spanking the pumpkin.
You get tired out, too, when you're beating your pumpkin.
I know, he's also... Stop
wait,
playing
wait, I'm
it.
Still mad. Oh, I'm out of energy.
Stop playing
all right.
It.
can we all, anyone who takes.
Is
who,
this Mason?
Stop playing it. Stop it.
Anyone who tapes themselves having a tantrum, like they somehow predict it, they know they're going to have a tantrum, and then they play it up for the cameras.
Totally real.
I mean, is he really pissed and angry?
We lost to the Jags!
That sounds real.
What is that?
I think the emotion is. He's like, what can I beat on? And he grabs a pumpkin.
My pumpkin, which has been sitting up in my attic
nasty.
For a month long. He cracks the thing open and it's got
Halloween
a whole
like,
layer. Oh, it's moldy. It's
yeah, because Halloween, pumpkin. Like Thanksgiving isn't for like, you don't carve a pumpkin for Thanksgiving. It's an old Halloween pumpkin.
Can I ask the most important question?
Sure.
Ryan, how did you find this?
I think I saw this on the internet. Yeah.
It went viral.
But where? Was it?
What
was
did
it
you type in,
Twitter?
Ryan?
Boy beats his pumpkin.
Spanky pumpkin.
Oh, this is unfortunate. We're going to have another opening because the FBI is at Ryan's house to seize all his computers.
Oh, my good Lord.
They show up at the door. I'm like,
why?
It was a joke.
That was a fun game. I feel like we are wrong to something.
Yeah.
Like,
guess the sound.
Guess the sound. I love it.
The Jags.
If you guessed young boy spanking his pumpkin, you're correct.
Specifically, what was he beating on?
His parents would be so ashamed if they saw him walking in doing this.
We thought you were combing your hair.
It gets worse every time you play it. It's worth stop playing it. Holy
that's amazing.
Jesus. Oh my God. Do you even want the Mike Posner thing at this point, or should we just
I don't know.
He sang a song about taking a pill at Ibiza.
No, we don't need him.
Why?
We just ended on this guy
we're out
spanking
of time.
His pumpkin.
Play it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With can you add music to it? No, stop it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Feels like he's losing.
Dude, gotta get... Good God. What's
Why?
That? His keyboard?
We lost to the Jags! The Jags!
Kill him, Rock.
The Jags!
I hate it.
It's amazing.
That is brutal.
Last call of the year right there.
Oh, my God.
Last call of the year.
I love Guess the Sound. I need more of it.
Amazing.
That is fantastic. All right, that's going
to
do it for us today.
We lost the Jags.
Here, Gillette. Mutt's got you covered right up to Monday Night Football. What are
Why?
We got, Colts? Pittsburgh?
Yes.
All right.
Let's go. Yes, that
oh, boy.
The Jags.
Let's go, Pickens. All get right. in the end zone. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, we'll be back at it again. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.